All right, so we'll talk about LeBron next hour with Ira Winneman. Right now, we'll talk Dolphins and Jets with Andrew Abramson of the Palm Beach Post. And the team hasn't even played a game yet, Channing, and they've already increased their percentage chances of making the playoffs. It was 35%. Now it's up to 39.4%.
Because they decided to start Geno Smith.
Right. Is that the reason, Andrew? Tell us why. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, too.
Yeah, you know, I don't think anyone can see any scenario where the Dolphins lose tonight, although I actually can because it's the Jets, and that's always a nasty rivalry. But, mm-hmm. No, I mean, the Dolphins haven't even played with Baltimore losing, Cleveland losing, Kansas City losing. The Dolphins' odds are going up a little bit. So, you know, I've said all along, the Dolphins are going to be favored in four of their last five games. If they can just win those games, and that's a big if, but if they can win the games they're supposed to win, they're almost definitely going to make the playoffs. But, you know, that starts today. This is a Jets team. The Dolphins really have no business losing this game. If they do lose, I recommend they don't come back to Miami tonight. But it's the Jets, so you never know exactly how it's going to go.
Hey, Andrew, how did they get here? What's the Jets' main problem? I know they got the new GM, Rex Ryan. Everyone thinks he's a good head coach, but you go 2-9 and you start to question that. Why are they a terrible team, honestly?
You know, it's funny. When you look at the stats, like I said, we know they can't pass the ball. I mean, they're the worst passing team in the league. I mean, talk about a desperate move going back to Geno Smith. I know a lot of people think that was a management decision, not a Rex Ryan decision. They can't pass the ball. But other than that, I mean, if you look at the stats, they're really not that bad of a team. They can rush the ball. They're fifth in the league in rushing yards. They're fourth against the run, 14th in pass defense. So I really think in some ways they're underachieving. That's why I do think they're a little bit of a dangerous team tonight going up against the Dolphins. Now, you know, I got the Dolphins winning by 10, but wouldn't surprise me either way. So, yeah, when you look at it, it is kind of mind-boggling that the Jets have been this bad.
Andrew Abramson on with us here on 560 WQAM. Yeah, they are a bad team, but as we all know, and you've been covering this team long enough, if it can happen, it's going to happen. If they can lose to a team, a bad team, it could happen to the Miami Dolphins because of the rivalry and everything like that. But, Andrew, let me ask you about this team and the way that they've been closing out games. Now, granted, hopefully that won't be an issue tonight, but what can they do? And granted, you know, without having a star quarterback on the other side, not named Brady, Rodgers, and even Stafford or Manning, what do they need to do to shore up that defense or that offense and make sure that they close out games strong?
Yeah, you know, it's real puzzling because we know this is a good defense. I mean, this is a defense that a week ago Sports Illustrated was calling the best defense in the NFL. But it's certainly not the best if they can't make plays down the stretch. Now, one thing that worries me a little bit about the Dolphins, now they couldn't have asked for a better opponent tonight, but they don't have besides Brent Grimes, they have one proven cornerback on this team right now. I mean, they're looking on the other side starting either Walt Akins, a fourth-round rookie, who was converted to safety this year, or R.J. Stanford, a guy who's played defensive snaps in one game in his NFL career. So, you know, you talk about making plays down the stretch. Hopefully they can get some pressure on Geno, and it won't really be too much of an issue for the secondary. But, you know, I got some real concerns about this secondary, even going up against Geno Smith.
Yeah, that's right. With Jamar Taylor out with that separated shoulder and Cortland Finnegan doubtful, with that left ankle. How are we, though, offensively on the injury front? What are we looking at like tonight?
Well, Charles Clay looks like he's not going to be playing, and that's obviously an issue for the Dolphins. They're going to be starting Deion Sims again, who I actually think is kind of an underrated player. I like Deion Sims. But, you know, certainly Clay, the go-to guy for Tannehill. So, you know, you want to have him in there. Juwan James is a big question mark. I expect him to play, but if he can't play, you're talking about probably going to Jason Fox again at left tackle. I know he did well for half a game in Denver, but that's asking a lot for him to do it against the Jets. Now, you know, one thing good for the Dolphins is that Muhammad Wilkerson is not playing for the Jets, their star defensive end. So that obviously helps the Dolphins a lot if Juwan James can't go for some reason. But overall, the Dolphins are pretty healthy on offense. I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see if they put Deion Jordan in again at tight end. I really like that. And obviously that touchdown got called back because of a penalty. But to me, one of the Dolphins' biggest issues remains on offense. They do not have a receiver or a tight end with a lot of size. So, you know, I really like that mismatch. I really like putting Deion Jordan in there. And I don't think a lot of people realize Deion Jordan was a tight end his freshman year in college at Oregon. So this is a kid that can actually play offense. So I'm really curious if they're going to do that again, I like it a lot.
I smell J.J. Watt, Channing.
But I was just going to say, see, I want to ask about the run games. I had to ask about this. J.J. Watt caught, he had, what, 6 touchdowns this year?
Got one yesterday.
But he's whooping tail in his real job of defensive tackle.
True.
Deion Jordan, Andrew, he doesn't even play on defense, and now we're trying to make him a tight end. We drafted him number 3. We moved up to draft him number 3. Are we going to see him get a sack this year other than trying to have a scheme trick play with him at tight end?
Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other issue, you know. You've taken him number 3. Obviously, he's buried in the rotation right now. I mean, part of it is that there's a lot of good players ahead of him. I know a lot of people would like to see him move to linebacker. I think long-term, it's actually a pretty good idea just because of the Dolphins' needs and what they have right now. But I don't think it's going to really happen this year. I think we're too far down the road. So, yeah, you know, talking about a guy you traded up to take number 3 last year. Now you're talking about, you know, playing him on tight end a little bit. So, certainly not the best situation for the Dolphins. It's new management right now. I think they would say, hey, you know, that wasn't really me that made that decision. But, hey, you know, at least you can get Deion Jordan there somehow, right?
Andrew, you're there every day because I have to ask you. First time I saw JT come off a corner, I said he's special. Cameron Wake, his first day at camp, everybody said this guy has it. Even like a David Bowen. Remember him? You see him come off the edge and you'd be like, damn, he was almost as quick as JT that time. Do you see that in Deion Jordan? Do you see him some days at practice and say, this guy could be a Cam Wake, Jason Taylor? Hell, I went out and saw Olivier Vernon practice. He practiced his ass off.
Yeah.
What I don't see from him that you see from those guys is the physicalness. I think that's what he's still lacking a little bit. Athletically, you see this guy, it was funny, when he came back from the suspension, you know, I hadn't seen him in a while, and I'm looking around on the field making sure he's there, and then I kind of do a double take. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's him. How can you miss him? The guy is 6'7". He's an athletic freak. You can see the speed. You can see the ability. But like I said, in practice, training camp, I haven't seen that physicalness yet from him. I'm still really curious to see what he can do in this league, whether it's at linebacker, whether it's at defensive end. But, you know, I don't know if he's ever going to be one of those guys that you mentioned.
So let's just call it is what it is. Deion Jordan is the highest person drafted with not the LB or the OL next to his name or the DL. It's ATH. Remember high school when they do athlete? Yeah. He's the highest person ever drafted in NFL history that's really just an ATH, an athlete. Because, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, we're trying him at tight end. He's been on special teams. He plays defense on occasion. He's an athlete.
Could a Bill Belichick, could a Rob Ryan or Rex Ryan find a way to use Deion Jordan successfully, Andrew?
Yeah, no, I think you could. And, you know, that's the thing about him. You know, what do they say? Special teams is 1/3 of the game. So, you know, maybe they drafted him number 3 to be the greatest special team player of all time, right? There you go.
We had Larry Izzo for that. We don't need Deion.
Andrew Abramson on with us here on 560 WQAM. Last one before we let you go. The Jets have been good rushing. You know, for the past couple of weeks, I think they rushed an average of, 170 yards in a 4-game stretch before only 92 on last Monday when they played the Bills. Could they get the running game going again tonight, and should that be a concern for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a concern. And the Dolphins have been so much better this year against the run. You think of last year and how bad the linebackers played. They've been so much better until that Denver game. I mean, C.J. Anderson just really broke out against the Dolphins. You started seeing those problems you saw last year, the missed tackles. I'm still surprised how bad the defensive line also played last week against Denver. If I'm the Bills, I'm going to try to run the hell out of that ball. You know, the Broncos exposed the Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to have to get back to what they were doing earlier this year. And, you know, I think that's the Jets' path to victory, is just running the ball on the Dolphins. There's a chance it's going to be raining. It's going to be in the 40s. It might be one of those games, just kind of a ground game. So, everyone's picking the Dolphins in this game, but, you know, there are some signs you look at and you're like, can the Jets pull off an upset here?
It's a rivalry game. My partner Fox, you know, he's a Raider fan, and a couple Thursdays ago he was all pumped up about Thursday night, divisional rival, Kansas City, we can win. I'm like, really? And that could probably happen tonight, but let's hope not. All right? He's Andrew Abramson. Follow him on Twitter at AbramsonPBP for all of your latest Dolphin updates. Enjoy it, man, and stay warm tonight.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Andrew Abramson on with us here on 560 WQAM.